it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kentucky adds a Rutgers transfer quarterback in Gavin Wimsatt. That's not all they have at the quarterback position. Is Kentucky finally starting to take offense seriously? Because they haven't to this point, and they've done fine, and they've made money, and they've been successful, and they've made bowl games. So part of me wants to say, why change? But they've got a pretty hefty quarterback room at this point.
Yes, they do. And Gavin Wimsatt did start last year for Rutgers. Now, I want to say he completed less than 50% of his passes, but he was an elite runner. He was a deadly runner. And he transferred because he lost his starting job in the spring, which that's fine. That happens. But he's going to have a great chance to be the starting quarterback for Kentucky this upcoming year. And you know, the hallmark of Mark Stoops has for a while been focused on defense and then like find a, actually this has been the hallmark of Kentucky for a while, right, Dave? Find a special player that you can build your offense around somehow, right? Find a random special player, whether that was even before Mark Stoops was there, Randall Cobb back in the day. And then Lynn Bowden, when he was at Kentucky, they moved him over to quarterback. That's always kind of been the hallmark of Kentucky. I think that's going to be the hallmark of Kentucky long term, but between Brock Vandergriff, Bo Allen, and now Gavin Wimsatt, I think it's crazy to say, but they got a QB room.
Let me ask you this. They have any more NIL money because that guy with the slick back hair moved west to coach basketball?
That's possible. That's
when you think about it, if John Calipari walks in a room and he goes, I got to have $2 million in NIL money, and I've got the guy that can win a championship. And Mark Stoops walks in there and he goes, I got to have $2 million in NIL money because I'm pretty sure that I can get us to the Liberty Bowl. That sounds a little bit different.
That sounds a lot different. You're right. But I mean, think about it. They have an experienced dual threat quarterback in Gavin Wimsatt, and they have a five-star in Brock Vandergriff, who, by the way, the only reason he wasn't starting at Georgia is because Carson Beck got the job, and Carson Beck is a generational quarterback himself. So, I mean, who commits to Kentucky that is a five-star quarterback?
Let me ask you this. Of what would you consider Tennessee's main rival? Alabama? Are you going to say they're number one?
I mean, they're Tennessee's number one. They're not Alabama's number one.
Right.
It's a little one-sided.
I get that. But out of what I would call the second-tier rivals, Florida, South Carolina, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, the teams that think they're rivals, like on the flip side, which of those programs does Tennessee want to be bad, both from a recruiting standpoint and an on-the-field standpoint? Rank those three. You know Vanderbilt's going to be bad. So who else do you want to struggle? I'm taking Georgia out because I don't see any Georgia struggle anytime soon. So let's look at the teams that Tennessee regularly plays, the Old East team.
It's not even if you play them regularly. You want South Carolina to struggle. You need South Carolina to struggle. Yep. I mean,
totally agree.
Doesn't win that national title without South Carolina.
I think South Carolina struggling is more significant than Florida struggling.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I think you can beat Billy Napier at his best. I think if Shane Beamer's recruiting and being goofy and they're winning 8-9 games, I think it's hard to beat him in state. Caleb, you might not know this, but you talk about how Louisiana is tough to get prospects out of that state. South Carolina is on that next tier.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I covered a prospect that his mom got fired from her government job because he chose Tennessee.
That is so crazy. That is so insane. I mean, and by, so the, South, by the way, there's
South,
almost
yeah, South Carolina is kind of that next. South Carolina is that next tier down. You better not leave, or there's going to be repercussions. Sorry, go ahead.
That, and I mean, that's wrongful discrimination on its own, which is like, I mean, can you imagine? You're threatening kids because of the school, the future they choose. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. There should have been a lawsuit on that one. But yeah.
But the problem is when you live there, you may have a younger son. Is it going to be hard on him too if you file a lawsuit? I mean,
you move out of the state, you file a lawsuit, you cash in your money that you were owed. That is insane. Now, South Carolina, given the fact that where it leans politically, they're probably more employer friendly. So they give employers a lot more power to fire for whatever reason they want. But if it's a government job, I mean, you probably have a much stronger case at that point. Do you know if it was a state government or a federal government job?
State government, I would think, because they would have the power to fire. And she may have had a record, but that's what I was told by the kid. You would know him. He started probably two seasons on the offensive line. Don Self, State Farm, starts every day like he's going to take care of his customers. And that's what he does. Customer service still matters. For 40 years, they built their business on taking care of their customers in the greater Chattanooga area. Call 423-396-2126. Go to donself.net, donself.net, 423-396-2126. Is Kentucky ever a serious concern year to year now that Josh Heupel seems to have things going in the right direction? Let's sort of circle back to where we began. They're trying to get as good as they can, and I respect that on offense. But at the end of the day, are they going to be able to get enough playmakers? And that's what it takes to be able to scare opposing defenses. And I would argue no, because I would argue that Mark Stoops, if he has to make a key decision in NIL, is still going to lean towards the defensive player.
I don't think even if they were good, they'd be a threat to Tennessee. Now, I'm going to go history here real quick, and this is a totally different time. I mean, it was segregation.
Define good. 8-9 wins? 6-7 wins?
8-9 wins. 8-9 wins, flirting with the top 10.
We're talking Kentucky, so we have to kind of use a scale.
So, and here's why. Now, again, this was segregation. It was a totally different recruiting landscape. But Tennessee, one of their most successful runs in school history, late 40s, early 50s under Robert Nealon, was the most successful at the same time as the most successful period in Kentucky football history with Bear Bryant. Matter of fact, both Tennessee and Kentucky claimed the 1950 national championship. So I think they can coexist as elite. And I think here's why, Dave. If Kentucky's good, they're probably good. Then if they ever randomly got really, really good and became a recruiting threat, they'd become more of a threat in Big Ten country than they would in SEC country, wouldn't they? Like, they would start recruiting Illinois, Ohio, Western Virginia, or Virginia area. Tennessee, when they're good, still recruits mostly SEC country, deep South country. And so, they get a couple of Virginia, North Carolina kids and DMV kids, but they mostly still recruit the South. So I think for Tennessee, Kentucky being good is not a threat. Florida being good is not a threat because, like you just said, Tennessee was at its best when Florida was at its best in the 90s. Georgia being good is a threat, obviously, but there's nothing you can do about it. Georgia is so transcendently great. The other thing that helps Tennessee, by the way, another thing that really helps Tennessee, though, is if Auburn is down. There was a period when they fired Terry Bowden and before Tommy Tuberville took over in the late 90s. That was when Tennessee was at its most talented because Auburn and Tennessee both don't have just a basic pipeline of fertile recruiting ground. They have to go elsewhere, but they compete for the same players going elsewhere.